This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A senior Chinese health official said Thursday he was shocked by the World Health Organization's plan for the second phase of a COVID-19 origin study. The National Health Commission vice minister dismissed the lab leak theory as a rumor running counter to common sense. Head of the WHO acknowledged last week that it was premature to rule out a potential link between the pandemic and a leak of the coronavirus from a Chinese lab. The health minister said that the lab in the city of Wuhan has no virus that can directly infect humans. He said that China has made repeated clarifications and does not accept the WHO plan. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday that the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the fighters have gained in recent weeks, but that the Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they are taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain as river embankments were breached and record downpours across Henan province. President Xi Jinping described the situation as, in his words, extremely severe, with flood control measures entering a critical stage, according to state media. Authorities said around 200,000 residents were evacuated in the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, as soldiers led rescue efforts in the city, saw the equivalent of a year's average rain dumped in just 3 days. The rainfall in the region was the heaviest since the record-keeping began 60 years ago. Weather forecasters are predicting 3 more days of rain for the region. Hong Kong police have charged 2 top editors and 2 editorial writers at the now-defunct Apple Daily newspaper for charged with collusion, weeks after Hong Kong's largest pro-democracy newspaper was forced to cease publication and its assets frozen. All 4 charged with conspiring to collude with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security under the city's old national security law. Executive Editor-in-Chief Lam Man-Chung was the 8th executive or journalist at the shuttered paper arrested in recent weeks as Hong Kong authorities crack down on dissent. And China's central government brings the semi-autonomous territory more under its control. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of the controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement Wednesday, and it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 project. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. And the World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics taking place in Japan. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.